feet. I'd probably have still got the pneumonia. I don't know. I don't think that's particularly caused. That's caused by infection, chest infections. I don't think it would have been any different. I don't think I would have wanted it to be any different, actually. I can't think of anything I haven't done that I would have done if I hadn't been a diabetic. I suppose the vision was a nuisance at the time, but it wasn't the end of the world either. Could have been. It is for some people. I mean, that would be a fear now that I have. I think, what if something happened and I couldn't read? Now, that would, I wouldn't be sitting here smiling and talking like this if that had happened to me.
Can you remember what it was like to regain sight after having had such poor sight?
Yes, it was wonderful. I can remember the first headline that I could see. And I could see it with the aid of a magnifying glass. And I don't know whether this was as I'd lost my sight or regaining it, but it was Prince Charles being born. And I could see a big headline. Yes, that's always wonderful. In fact, I've just recently had the same experience because I've not had vision in my right eye for a number of years. And the last time I went to the hospital, I saw a doctor who said, I don't think your loss of vision is because it's hemorrhaging. I thought I was hemorrhaging. He said, I think the surface of your eye has thickened, and we can probably do something about that. And I went in for some laser treatment, and the vision has come back. So something new is going on all of the time. And I mean, that young doctor, and he said, you don't have to have it done, but he said, it's worth a try. And I thought, it reassured me everything, you know, nothing would really go wrong. And so I had it done, and next week I pick up new glasses, which, well, I shall be seeing out of two eyes. So, you know, I think that's marvellous. I'm really thrilled.
Do you have any message to anybody who's diagnosed with diabetes now?
Well, I think it would be the same as I told Jenny. Don't let it stop you doing what you want to do. It isn't that big a deal, really, I think.